taking a look into the initial sugar beet harvest progress and a wheat update. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Particularly in our northern listening area, we are seeing a lot of sugar beet producers getting started with harvest. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey gives us the latest on the harvest progress numbers for that crop.
It's our first look at the U.S. sugar beet harvest for 2025. By September 14th, sugar beets 8% harvested, equal to the five-year average, 1 percentage point ahead of last year at this time. All four top producers showing some harvest progress, ranging from 3% in Idaho, that's 2 points behind the five-year average of 5%, all the way up to 11% complete in North Dakota, 1 point ahead of average. And it has been rather open weather recently across the northern plains, hence the on-schedule to slightly ahead of schedule progress in most major production areas.
Minnesota is at 9% harvested for sugar beets. And as we take a quick look over on our spring wheat, that harvest is approaching completion.
Our next to last look at the U.S. spring wheat harvest for 2025 showing 94% of the spring wheat harvested on the 14th of September, 2 points ahead of the five-year average, 3 points ahead of last year at this time, already complete now in Minnesota and South Dakota, all six states above 90% harvested. The state with the most acreage left to harvest, North Dakota, 92% harvested, but even that is ahead of the five-year average of 89%. We'll get one more peek at that next week, and we should be approaching completion in all six major production states.
And as for the latest on the planting progress for winter wheat.
Winter wheat planting progress, just over a tenth, 11% of the U.S. intended winter wheat acreage planted by September 14th, slightly behind the five-year average of 13% and last year's 13%.
Again, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.